Hi there, I'm Janie with the Public Libraries of Saginaw. So why is the library doing a blog on fake news? Well, here's a little explanation. Some call the internet the Wild West of the modern world. The description is fitting because there is little policing of it and with few rules to follow. And it's still a new frontier for the modern way of communicating. It is also difficult to navigate through all the information out there, even for those of us who study it for a living. It is not always possible to understand the motives of those who create it, but within this blog, we'll give you the top reasons why fake news is generated. While the internet can be very advantageous for finding up-to-date news, and many other positive attributes such as communicating with friends and family, research such as on the library's website, shopping, the list goes on. There are bad actors creating and posting false, biased, and misleading information. Some authors of fake news probably have benign motivations for creating it. You know, such as for satire. Others appear to have harmful intentions, even to our governments. Here's the good news. It is possible to identify legitimate news stories and information with just a little time and effort, and most importantly, with critical thinking skills. You are likely listening to this blog because you have a desire to become information literate. As information professionals, we commend you. Not only is it beneficial for you, but for society as a whole. As public librarians, we do more than look things up on Google. We are trained to help you become less intimidated and guide you through an increasingly complex maze of social and political dialogue. With the right tools, critical thinking, and a little bravery, you'll be on your way to developing new information literacy skills in no time. In upcoming episodes of this audio blog, we will cover a little history and run the gamut of fake news topics. We'll examine why it's important for you personally, as a member of a community, and for society as a whole. On this journey, we will understand the motivations of those who propagate it, why it spreads like wildfire, and why our own biases play a role in it. It would be dishonest if we didn't tell you the fact that fact-checking and thwarting the spread of information does take a little time and energy, but the library is here to help you identify valid and reliable information through fact-checking resources, critical examination of news sources, and through a solid list of criteria to run through when verifying articles you view on social media and other news outlets. You deserve to know the truth. It is our hope that you walk away with the tools you need to maneuver through the huge volume of information sources out there. If at any time you have questions about the content of this blog or fake news in general, please reach out to the Public Library of Saginaw's webpage at www.saginawlibrary.org. The Ask a Librarian email contact can be found under the Research and Learn tab. Remember, we are here to help. Until next time, be well, everyone.